for this newspaper artist. Strick.
Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, Zach?
Yes.
This is going to have a notary public on it.
Really? Oh, crap.
Uh-huh.
What part of it does...
At the very, very last page.
Son of a bitch. So I guess it's going to have to wait till Monday?
No. I mean, I can call Buddy right quick and have him run over here and notarize it.
Great. You know what? And I still forward everything over from my house this afternoon as well to underwriting.
Okay.
Because they'll be in... It's 3:10 right now. They leave at 5 o'clock. If you could get it over... before 4:10, 4:15, and I'll be able to shoot it over to them before they leave today so they can get the ball in motion for Monday.
Okay.
If that'll work for you. I don't know how far away your buddy is.
I'll have to call him and see where he's at, see what's cooking on it. do you want to pull that up right quick, and I'll just look at, do you need me to sign, just tell me where you want me to sign so I don't mess any of this up for you.
Let me, okay, hold on, let me pull this up real quickly. Okay, so, page, let's see. There'll be initials starting on 1, 2, 3... So it looks like page 5 at the bottom right, there will be initials. It says page 1 on the documents, though, itself.
Do I have the same stuff? Did you send me the...
Yeah, for the Everett's funding?
Yeah, I don't see any initial spot on them.
Okay. It's not the first page. It's not the second. Not the third. And actually not the fourth. So after the fourth, where you see there's kind of, it looks like highlighted, please do not forget about the owner's initials required at the bottom of each page. Do you see that by chance?
No, unless I didn't get the whole document.
So on the first page, does it say Everest Business Funding? Thank you for working with us.
Okay, I'm going to see.
Do you see that?
Nope.
Shoot, yep.
No, I've got the wrong stuff here. Let me look and let me go back to this email.
Okay. And I'll just I'll shoot it over to you again right now as well.
Yeah, because this is COJ. So COJ0715-2016.
I'm sending it to you right now. Should say Utterback dash blank docs on the bottom of it, PDF. And I am sending it right now.
Okay. Hold me. Have you worked with this company much?
I have. I've done a bunch of stuff with them.
Yeah. Are they pretty fast?
They're efficient. They're pretty efficient. I just sent that over. I'm not sure if you received it yet.
I'll let you know when it comes through here.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. So
perfect. So there'll be three pages.
You sent me something different.
I apologize. I'm sorry about that.
This one has
let's say Everest Business Funding on the front.
Was it? Did you have two of them? Two.
They had attached two documents to this. This other one. The other one is just verifying who you are. I'm over 18 years of age. I am the principal.
And that one's the one that has to have the notary on it.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got to have all those.
Correct. And on the second document that I sent over, there is kind of a reminder, it looks like on the fourth page towards the bottom, and it says, please do not forget that all owner's initials are required at the bottom of each page of the payments, rights, purchase, and sales agreement. So where the documents start on page 1 in the lower right corner, It's actually highlighted as well, and it'll say it says initial here. So it looks like basically every page there'll be an initial in the lower right corner, and okay. anywhere you need to sign, they have highlighted it as well.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and print this. There's a pile of pages there.
Okay.
24 pages on that, and then you got this other one. So it will have to be notarized, though. That's affidavit of confession of judgment.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call him right quick while I'm filling this stuff out.
And great.
If he can run by and notarize this for me right quick.
Okay, and like I said, I'll be at home. I'll have my work email on. I'll just be waiting for you to send that stuff over, and then I'll just forward it over to our funding department.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll try to hammer this out.
You know what? And let me give you my cell in case you have any questions over the weekend. You can just reach out to me.
Okay. Yeah. Let me write that down. Sticky pad. Zach Miller. Okay, what's
your number? So my cell number is
858-405-8484,
and I always have my phone on me. So if you have any questions this afternoon, please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try to call this guy.
Okay.
Catch him.
Perfect. And then I'll just wait for the documents, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Lucas. I will talk soon.
Yep. Bye bye.
Bye bye.